Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And Chris, right now we're seeing a tremendous amount of social unrest and turbulence in society today, and that ties into what we want to touch on.
I want to have a discussion here on identity today, because that's something we're seeing so clearly in so many different ways in our society, and identity. We've got this new term called identity politics and all this, but you know, I want to cut right to the chase with this topic of identity, because as our discussion will address, identity really needs to be based on truth, God's truth. And ultimately, He is the one who gives us an identity, and without embracing our God-given identity, we really feel compelled to define it on our own, and also to try to fill that identity with things that really can't do the job.
So when we use the term identity, let's unpack that just for a bit. What is identity?
If we're not willing to allow God His rightful place in our lives and accept His word, we're not allowing the foundation of our lives to be built before we seek to address the trim work of a house, if we're building a house, for example. God gives us attributes. He gives us internal desires to help to round out our identity, such as things that we, let's say, we enjoy, gifts that we can use for our careers and for His work, and even if we're not in full-time ministry. But fundamentally, without addressing the foundation, just like if you're addressing a foundation of a house, a foundation of who we truly are as people, if we're not yet children of God, in other words, without that saving work of Christ, then we're not building on the rock. We're building on the sand, just like the scripture tells us. So our identity is comprised of our God-given gender, our gifts, our skill sets that we are given, and then also things that we learn as we go and go throughout life. Our desires and interests might change and they get refined. Our nationality, our culture is a component of our identity, as well as our family connections. Now, Brandon, that last one, family connections, that family identity, I'm really going to address that here shortly. That one's huge, but I'm going to come back to that here in just a few minutes.
We'll leave it on a cliffhanger for now, but I did want to ask, how does this link back to what we're seeing in our nation?
When we seek to fill our entire identity with our own ideas, interests, feelings, and emotions, we're going to be living in a perpetual state of disillusionment, disappointment, and emptiness. We won't be seeing the whole picture. So much of what we're seeing in our nation right now is a result of people trying to build on the sand. We can see this issue, you know, if we're going to talk about just the racism issue for a second, we're seeing this unfold today, and it just doesn't ever seem to find a satisfactory resolution in what the media is trying to feed us. We just seem like, oh, we can't seem to move forward on this issue at times. But there are so many churches in the U.S. and in other countries, too, around the world, both in the inner cities, the suburbs, and rural areas, that show us that building a solid foundation on Christ with the identity that He imparts, that we can then cross barriers that society can't seem to cross. So unfortunately, but also not surprisingly, we're not being shown much in the way of successes that the church can show because of politics in our mainstream media. So by and large, most of the mainstream media does very little to show the successes that churches have. Churches that are functioning well by maintaining God's truth have been able to overcome the race barrier. But with that said, okay, I'm not going to let the church off the line completely here, that's for sure. We're still imperfect people, and I don't think anyone who's thinking very clearly about these issues will say, well, we don't really have a problem with racism at all. Well, you're not going to find many people that are going to say that, particularly because there are some churches that can say, here's what God says, here's what our people are doing, here's how they're living it out, and we have at least some of the answers that society doesn't seem to have. And again, I'm not saying all churches, because I don't want to let the churches off the hook completely, because there are definitely some significant shortfalls in our nation's history, and the church was part of that, not dealt with the issue of racism and identity in a way that truly aligns with God's truth.
Okay, so a moment ago, you said that there is one huge component of identity that you want to address.
I'm going to say that right now it's by far the most important as well. You know, I said moments ago that if you're in the family of God, you have been imparted that identity of child of God. And this comes at the moment of salvation. But even more important than that is Christ's identity. This is where the power of His sacrifice is found. In other words, the death on the cross. His identity is the power of the gospel. His identity, who He is, determine the outcome for all eternity. And without believing who Christ claimed he would be, as C.S. Lewis likes to point out in his writings, then he didn't leave that part open for debate. You either believe who he said he was or you don't. You can't make up your own claims about him. You can't just say, okay, he's just a good teacher. Either God himself, in bodily form, through Christ, died on that cross for me, or it was just a man that died claiming he was doing something for other people. So this is the crux of it right here. Many good people throughout history have died for others. But again, none of them can claim the identity that Christ could, that he was God, that he, God, was the rule maker. He was able, due to his very nature, his very identity, to say, it is finished. The power of the gospel and the death, the burial and resurrection is found in the identity of Christ. And therein lies the importance of identity.
Once again, you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.